Ex-CNN chief Jeff Zucker, ex-MSNBC boss Phil Griffin defend ignoring Hunter Biden's story, he was never arrested. By Wendell Hasebo on October 15, 2022. Ex-CNN boss Jeff Zucker and ex-MSNBC chief Phil Griffin defended ignoring the Hunter Biden story in Philadelphia last week during the UN convention. While speaking on a panel, Zucker claimed CNN researched into the story of Hunter Biden's laptop but admitted the network did not spend enough time vetting the authenticated story. CNN finally admitted 532 days Hunter's laptop from hell was authentic after the initial story broke on October 24, 2020, notably calling it Russian disinformation and made up at the time. We did look into it. But first of all, you know, with regard to the son of the candidate, you know, he was the son of the candidate. He wasn't the candidate. The question that you'll come back with is, well, but what role did the candidate play in his business dealings? Zucker questioned. President Joe Biden and his staff have claimed 7 times Joe Biden has had no part in the family scheme, but 17 instances show otherwise. Okay. So my point is, it's easy to say we should have spent more time on that, Zucker continued. Listen, do I think it's legitimate to look at? Sure. Do I think that like it's a legitimate criticism to say that in the 10 days, 14 days prior to the election, you didn't spend enough time on it? Not really. Ex-MSNBC chief Phil Griffin jumped in the conversation and excused ignoring the story because Hunter was not arrested for any crime. He was never arrested. The Justice Department was looking into it. Never reported it until he is the son of a candidate. I don't think it's a main story until that happens, Griffin replied. Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, has since stated he believes the FBI agent Tim Thebeau shut down the laptop probe. Hunter's former business partner Tony Bobulinski fears recently departed Thebeau buried the information he conveyed to the FBI about his Chinese business dealings with the Biden family, the New York Post reported. Bobulinski personally met with President Joe Biden in 2017 for an hour to discuss the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese. Moreover, Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg admitted the FBI approached Facebook in 2020 to be on the lookout for Russian disinformation. The 2 FBI officials who had knowledge of Hunter's laptop in 2020 and who alerted Facebook to potential Russian disinformation are Democrat donors, court filings and campaign finance records show. Hunter is reportedly under investigation by Trump-appointed U.S. prosecutor David Weiss for tax fraud, money laundering, and violation of lobbying laws. The probe appears to be unrelated to Hunter's laptop. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.